Imagine you're 35,000 feet in the air, somewhere over the Midwest, and the person sitting next to you in 14B happens to be a sitting U.S. congressman, and somewhere behind you there's a federal air marshal quietly documenting every conversation he has. That's not a spy thriller plot. That's a story breaking today about the FBI, Congressman Eric Swalwell, and what it says about the current state of surveillance in American politics. Welcome to Intelligix for Thursday, September 3, 2026. I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
And I'm Sarah Chen. That Swalwell story is genuinely unsettling, and we are going to dig into it, but we've got a packed hour today, so let me walk you through everything we're covering. On the international front, Israel and Iran are trading the most explicit threats we've seen in months. Netanyahu told Tehran that any attack would be one of their last decisions, and U.S. forces just resumed strikes on Iranian targets after a month-long pause. We'll unpack what's actually happening on the ground and what the end game might look like.
We're also watching satellite imagery that's revealing a pretty telling pattern: Israeli airstrikes on Syrian airbases timed almost precisely to follow Turkish military visits. It's the kind of story that requires a map and some context, and we'll provide both. On the domestic political side, we've got dozens of Republican lawmakers quietly planning to skip Trump's midterm convention. Mitch McConnell's absence from the Senate has now crossed 80 days with his own allies demanding answers. And a federal judge has permanently thrown out the Trump administration's sanctuary city lawsuit against Rochester, New York.
In the AI and technology world, and there is a lot happening there today, Sam Altman is raising alarms about what he called unsustainable silliness in GPU infrastructure spending by neocloud startups. Google just signed a multi-year deal with MrBeast to push Gemini AI across YouTube, wilderness survival content, and Fitbit wearables. And Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent had some pointed words for the AI industry, saying companies did a, and I'm quoting here, horrendous job explaining what AI actually does for ordinary Americans.
There's also a sentencing out of federal court for a former Google engineer convicted of stealing AI trade secrets, and a cybersecurity firm called Booz Allen Hamilton is claiming their AI model can now autonomously hack networks, no human operator required. We'll talk about what that actually means and whether the claim holds up to scrutiny.
On the hardware and consumer tech side, Meta has bricked the cameras on thousands of its smart glasses after users were caught covering up the privacy indicator lights. The FBI is now investigating a dark web listing of over 153 million driver's license scans. And Intel has reversed course on selling its massive 162-acre Folsom campus, citing long-term strategy.
And we'll close with some genuinely remarkable science. Hubble has spotted a 10-sided wave pattern rotating over Saturn's south pole, and a new study found that last November's solar storm threw off U.S. GPS accuracy by 33 feet. Plus, a foreign policy curveball. The White House is reportedly pressuring American space companies to boycott President Macron's Paris Space Summit. We'll explain the geopolitics behind that.
And in our closing segment, we're doing our "What if we're wrong?" exercise on one of today's biggest confident claims, and we've got a time capsule moment that involves a geography lesson we clearly needed to give ourselves a few months ago. Let's get into it.